Om Shanti, the magic of blessings. Thursday, 4th January 2018. Blessing, may you be an elevated effort maker who claims number one with the blessing of a divine intellect and spiritual drishti. Each and every Brahmin child receives at birth the blessing of a divine intellect and spiritual drishti. This blessing is the foundation of Brahmin life. It is on the basis of these two things that numbers are created for the confluence-aged effort makers. To the extent that they use these in their thoughts, words, and deeds, they claim a number accordingly. One's attitude and acts automatically change through spiritual drishti. By taking accurate decisions with the divine intellect, oneself, service and relations or connections truly become powerful. The word buddhi. Buddhi is of many types. It can be clever, sharp, clean, and it is known as something that has innate wisdom. It's not an intelligence on the surface. Now, this divine buddhi that Baba is talking about, that it's a blessing for Brahmins as soon as they take birth. The word blessings is also like a vardhan, a boon, which one gets after doing a lot of tapasya. When a child is born, astrologers are invited, wise men are called to find out about the child's future and also to give him blessings. But we, Baba's children, are so fortunate that as soon as we recognize Baba and say, Baba, I belong to you, that is our birth. And we get these blessings of a divine intellect. A divine intellect doesn't need to think. Its decisions are instant and beneficial for everyone. The divine intellect helps me to imbibe Gyan right away, because it's so clean. And the Gyan touches the memories of golden age, and so everything that I hear sits in my intellect right away. A divine intellect has only mercy and compassion for all souls. It's a paras buddhi, paras, unaffected, but anyone who comes in contact with this paras buddhi is affected in a good way. Now, Baba has told us about this buddhi in a very different way. When I am sitting in very deep yoga, my eyes are radiating that spiritual drishti. I'm looking at Baba. My drishti is fixed on Baba. And so anyone who passes by in front of me will also receive it. I do not have to think that I have to give them that drishti. It happens automatically. This drishti goes beyond space and time, and it takes everyone beyond with a glance. The sorrow of the world is tremendous. It's heart-wrenching. The one with the divine intellect can allow itself to feel it without becoming unhappy itself. So, sitting in one place, I emerge the unhappy souls suffering in the depth of sorrow, and I give them spiritual drishti. I have to always remember that I am a special soul with this divine drishti which has been given to me as a blessing. And whilst moving along, while walking, if I just stay in this awareness, automatically service will take place. Many, many souls will be benefited from this. I remind myself all the time that I am one who has been blessed. And the one who has been blessed automatically gives blessings to all souls. There is no differentiation. This is something that happens in its own way. And it's very mysterious. The secrets of blessings are very deep. I may not have to understand how it works, but I have the faith that they work. Throughout the day, I thank Baba for my birth, this Brahmin birth, in which not only have I received other treasures, but the most important treasure of this spiritual drishti and this divine intellect. Om Shanti.